Let's change gears and go to what is an amazing NFL round. And our very own is lapping up all of the action in the US. His name's Jared Whateley. Jared, where do we find you this morning?
Kane, hello. So I'm in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, where Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, probably for the last time, are going to square off in about an hour's time when the Bucks and the Chiefs meet.
Oh, my goodness. How's it been? I've been following you on Twitter and Instagram, so jealous of what you've been up to the last couple of days. Does it look as good as what you're making out on social media?
Yes, yeah, it's amazing. So I flew into Cincinnati for Thursday night football, and the Bengals, so they've been playing in that Paul Brown Stadium since 2000, and it was the record crowd for a game that they've had there, 67,000, and it was white Bengal night. So the whole crowd was decked out in white, either white jerseys or white T-shirts for the evening. So Joe Burrow led his team to victory. A huge controversy on the night as Tua, who's the Miami quarterback, had suffered a head knock on the Sunday previously, had been put through the concussion protocols and went back into that game. And then he played on the Thursday night against a lot of warning that he shouldn't, and suffered another head knock and ended up in hospital. So that's been a blazing controversy over here with really strong echoes of what we're living through at home. And then as soon as we landed in Cincinnati, we started to hear the stories out of Florida that Hurricane Ian was about to make landfall. And the prediction was that it would make landfall in Tampa Bay. That didn't happen. It hit about an hour and a half from here at Fort Myers. And I'm sure you've all seen the pictures on the news, sort of devastating like Florida has never seen from a storm like that before. And the mood here has sort of moved through, that was evacuated. So I flew in on Friday morning and the hotel had only reopened an hour before I arrived. It had been totally evacuated and only the engineers had stayed in the building. And the airport reopened while we were in the air from Cincinnati to Tampa Bay. And then talking to the locals, they described it as a stiff breeze. And the hotel said the most damage they'd suffered was overturned plant pots from what they were anticipating to what they got. It was most poignantly described as guilty relief, knowing that they'd made it through, but an hour and a half down the road, there's been death and devastation like you would rarely see. And that's going to be a big part of tonight, is there's an American Red Cross appeal which has been held, and the centrepiece for that really is what's going to take place on their biggest home fixture of the season.
Did you have a plan B?
So we would have, the plan B for the league was to move the game to Minnesota, and I would have flown to Minnesota. And then there was, once it was decided to stay, as I had to convince Claire that I should be coming here rather than just going to San Francisco for Monday night football. But I've been here for 2 days, and it's been 31 degrees both days, and it's been absolutely idyllic. There's the downtown is built around the river, which is glorious, absolutely beautiful part of the world. And you just wouldn't have believed Saturday afternoon on the river, given the pictures of devastation that are running 24/7 here, and it's an hour and a half away.
What's the access that you've been given like? Can you give us an insight? Are you in the commentary boxes? Is there anything that you can share with us on how they do things differently to what we do?
Yeah, so I'm in the front row of the press box. I've got an unbelievable view, and I've just been asking a couple whether could I break out and start calling? Would that annoy people? What could I tell you? So the catering in the press box is a carvery, beautiful beef tenderloin, right, which is a little bit different from what we get at home. There's a scope to it. So the stadium seats sort of 65, 66, 67,000, not our 100,000 at the MCG, but there's just a magnitude to it. And the vibe in the town, like Cincinnati is a lovely little city, but it felt near on deserted until a couple of hours before the game. And then just people came from everywhere. And then here in Tampa, out the back of the stadium, there's huge lawned areas, which are the car park. And that's where they do the tailgating. So everyone's got their little Weber or their little barbecue out the back of their pickup. And they're all gathered around with televisions and radios and making their own fun, playing ZZ Top and the like, with their flags flying from their trucks. And then once we're an hour out, and probably in about half an hour they'll start to make their way into the stadium, having had their 2 or 3 hours out the back in tailgating. Sort of, it's quite famous here at every game, and it's distinct in each city. So that's been really great to take in so far, and I'll be in San Francisco tomorrow night to get a flavour of it there.
And Tom Brady, the talk around him, there's been some confusion about his off-season and some disruptions perhaps with his family life at 46 years of age, done everything. But how is he viewed now, Jared? Has he got one last tilt in him? And I guess Mahomes is the same. It's not the Patrick Mahomes of a couple of years ago. So who would start favourite in tonight's game?
It's a really good question. And so it's the sixth time that they've met, and it will likely be the last time. It's the first time they've played since the Super Bowl here 2 years ago, which was the pandemic Super Bowl, which Brady completely dominated, and the Chiefs had a real fizzer that night. So it's their next meeting. They're 3-2 in Brady's favour through the years. And this is probably, unless they play in a Super Bowl again, this is probably the last time that they'll meet. So there's a real sense of grandeur and history in the build-up to it. And Brady has had a tumultuous couple of months where his private life's never really been a topic of gossip and the celebrity pages and the like, but it is at the moment. They lost to Green Bay last week. Patrick Mahomes, he's not the dominant figure at the moment. So I think the Bucs expect to win. It's really interesting, not surprising, but every single jersey here is the number 12. And I think this is only his third season here, and he retired in the off season. So it's a short-term investment, which has already paid dividends, winning the Super Bowl. The whole stadium is sort of, there's a mural or a picture right down the 6-8 story side of the stadium, which is Brady. The fans have just given themselves over totally. Well, one of the sights I've enjoyed most is there are Patriots fans here in their Brady shirts. Right. I don't know whether they're locals or whether they're flown in for it, but I saw some in the street today, and then we passed half a dozen of them walking into the stadium. So it's just complete devotion to him here, and they will tell you that they believe he's got another shot in him.
All right. Well, Jared, if I don't see a selfie between you and Colin Cowherd by the time your trip is over, I'll be so disappointed.
I'm working on it, Kane. I'm working on it.
Enjoy. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Kane. Cheers.
Jared Whateley's live from Tampa Bay ahead of Sunday night football. Tampa Bay taking on the Chiefs. And wouldn't you just love to be that man right now?